This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the European economy stagnating, the European Central Bank nonetheless decided to keep interest rates unchanged just now on the assumption that stimulus announced last time should be allowed to work. After 8 years as one of the most powerful people in the world, the chairman of the ECB is stepping down, and this is Mario Draghi's last meeting. Coming in is someone familiar to listeners of this program, Christine Lagarde, the former head of the International Monetary Fund. Now, this is a teachable moment. The European Central Bank is like the U.S. Federal Reserve, but with some key differences. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Between the U.S. Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank,
both our economies in nominal terms make up slightly more than half of the world economy.
Hans Helmut Kutz is a fellow at Harvard Center for European Studies. The two banks have different ways of managing monetary policy. The Fed, says Kutz, has that dual mandate.
It pursues employment goals at the same time as inflation rate control. The ECB is focused exclusively on inflation.
Without having to worry about unemployment, the ECB can make different decisions than the Fed might. Scheherazade Rahman runs the EU Research Center at George Washington University. She says the Fed does have one advantage over the ECB. It only has to deal with one government.
But in the Eurozone, while monetary policy is done over 19 countries, each state has its own separate fiscal budget and mandate.
And own ideas of what the European Central Bank should be doing. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.